بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون، الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا، لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. صدق الله العظيم. Sisters in Islam, brothers, our listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah accept the hajj of the hujjaj, may Allah grant them hajjum mabroor, wa sa'yum mashkoor, wa dhambum maghfoor. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala safeguard our hujjaj. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them that great reward, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the dua of Hujjaj for all of us, and may Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala answer the desire and the call of each and every Muslim who want to go to visit the qabr of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to perform this Mubarak ibadah of Hajj. Brother and sister in Islam, we Muslims sending our heart every day to Makkatul Mukarramah, and we sending our ruh to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We know that the meaning of Hajj is maqsad, is the target which you, or the destination which you're heading to, and the maqsad, it means to please Allah and to gain the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Hajj, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made it fard for the Muslim to feel it and to live that moment and to live on certain place and certain time with certain people, and that's called the choice of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah made qasam with hadha al-balad al-ameen, the Makkah al-mukarramah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala showed us on Makkah the places of ikhlas, the places of sincerity, the places of the ajr of many anbiya. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala decided, and with his taqdeer, that million of hearts fall in love to be on Makkah and to die on Makkah and Medina. Jibreel alayhi salam showed the Anbiya that Mubarak place and that Wadin Ghayri Dhi Zara, the place, the valley, which has no plantation or no sign of life. And now you can see that place giving life to the others. Brother and sister in Islam, if you read about Kaaba and Makkah al-Mukarramah, you will know how great is the reward of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for those who just step on that land of Baytullah and the city of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Angel built that Baytullah, Adam alayhi salam did build it, and Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and many tribes did look after this Kaaba and Baytullah till Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave it amana in the hand of the Muslimin. We ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, O Allah, let each and every heart admire to go to Kaaba. O Allah, fulfill the labbaik and the call of visiting of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Medina al-Munawwara. We ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, O Allah, cool the eyes of the Muslim to let his eyes see the Kaaba directly, and let him touch the Kaaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that dua, inshallah. Why are we saying that? Because we can see so many hearts this year that they say, I didn't get a chance to go for Hajj. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he knows your niyat, and we know that innama al-a'malu bin-niyat, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also knows that that heart, inshallah, will get the ajr of that desire. We know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in Mecca, and he's the one who gave us the the farad of Hajj, but he made one time Hajj. We know that Hajj is very important, and we know that anyone died with the desire of Hajj, that he will be the king of Jannah. Hajatahu fi sadri. And we know that Haji is very special. Haji, that it's a. When we say Haji, you must ask him, what do you feel? We can't express and explain what the Haji feel. He feel that he's very special. Allah call him, and then he call him with ruh, call the ruh of the Haji and the body of the Haji. To be guest of Allah, you are very special. To read Salah on the Musalla of 70 Nabi, did make Salah on that place, it's not a normal Salah this. Haji is a muhajir. Haji is a mujahid. Haji, that in the Rukn al-Yamani with 70 angels replied his dua and say, Ameen. To see the Kaaba, you get 60 ajr of tawaf, 40 ajr for Salah, 20 ajr for looking just the Kaaba. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, our heart is there, but our body is there, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah, he will write for me and you to be there physically, to experience that personal ibadah, and that very special emotional ibadah, only the person who make Hajj who can explain, but also it is very hard to explain, it is a personal experience. That's why we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, O Allah, our hearts reply to your labbaik. And O Allah, we did see some obstacles and difficulties, block our way to practice that labbaik, or to fulfill that promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. O Allah, you know best, and ya Allah, will make qurbani and make sabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that desire of those who are crying to go for Hajj, maybe because of so many rules and so condition. Ya Allah, you know that the mahboos and the mahsoor and those who boycotted because of some reason, Ya Allah, you know that they are maaf and they will be accepted by you, inshallah, as their niyat of Hajj. Other thing I want to remind brothers and sisters, those who are listening to us, they are not going for Hajj. There are so many ibadah, you can gain the ajr of Hajj. So my message today for those who could not go for Hajj, the maqsad of Hajj, the main objective of Hajj is to gain the pleasure of Allah. When we go to the masjid, not because we want to stay there to that place, we want to please Allah and to fulfill the farad of Allah. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asking Allah, Allahumma ahyini miskin wa amitni miskin. وَحْشُرْنِي فِي ذُمْرَةِ الْمَسَاكِينَ. We know that miskin is a needy, but not that needy the way me and you we think. Needy, it means you admire to please Allah, but you find yourself don't have means to practice that desire. Exactly like the way we crying for Hajj and then we find visas difficult, prices are getting high, you don't have enough money to go, so you find yourself amongst those who need it. So why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did ask Allah to be with these people? Because these people, Allah did accept their excuse and they get the full ajr for what they desire to do. It means if that person unable to fast the month of Ramadan because he got uzr and excuse, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him payment in full in the day of Qiyamah because that uzr from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, if we want to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we have to keep that niyat and that desire, and then we try to look for some alternative, how can we gain the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We know that millions of Muslims now, they looking for qurbani. And when we talk about qurbani, they call it udhiya. Udhiya is sacrifice. Qurbani, it means bring you closer to Allah. Come from qareeb. Qareeb, it means you come closer to Allah. But udhiyah is a sacrifice. And we know that according Imam Abu Hanifa, is once you refuse to slaughter qurbani, you deprive yourself from the shafa'at of Nabi, the intercession of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah give you whole year just to organize qurbani to slaughter. Qurbani, or that udhiyah, or that animal you slaughter, remind us that in this month of the Hijjah is a month of qurbani. Not only this month, even the whole year. The greatest quality of the people when you find that person sacrificing. Many people want to go for holiday. You find parents or mothers sacrifice. And mothers and parents, they sacrifice a lot just for the pleasure of Allah. We got some heroes in our community, the people of sacrifice. Sacrifice wealth. Sacrifice their own soul and their children. Sacrifice the time, money. Sacrifice their effort for the people or for the pleasure of Allah. They are very special. And we did see in many occasions that the person who tried to sacrifice and just gave his chance to someone, who tried to just honor someone with his turn, we look at him with the eyes of honor and dignity. We got in our life very well-known people of sacrifice. In every organization, every company, every family, you find people of sacrifice. The whole family, you find one girl or one son working, and he sacrificed his life for the others. We find some people are heroes, as I said, parents, especially mothers. We got our ulama, our scholars. They sacrifice a lot. Our mujahideen, our salih people, wives, daughters, uncles. They become like a candle, burn just to give light to the others. Muslim like me and you, we're the people of sacrifice. Every day, we sacrifice our pleasure. We sacrifice that desire of haram, and we leave it for the sake of Allah. And we know that there's some command of Allah need a lot of sacrifice and need a lot of struggle to practice it. Muslim is a person of sacrifice every day. Every day. And we know so many people did sacrifice their time for their children or for the others. Some people sacrificed their soul for me and you to live. And Sahaba did sacrifice their dunya for the sake of deen and for the sake of akhirah. And I have no time to tell you how many sacrifices we have in our life and who are these people of sacrifice. So we know that Qurbani is a sign of sacrifice. And remind that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is our example for sacrifice, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam sacrificed all his life. Not only our Nabi, the whole Anbiya, they sacrificed their life to please us and to let us enjoy our life. We know that slaughtering animal is just a symbol of sacrificing. If you look at two children of Adam, Qabil and Habil, Allah asked them to make qurbani, to sacrifice. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam sacrificed animals. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the angel came to him, he came with a hijlun haniz. Nuh alayhi salam, after the flood, he sacrificed. Hujjaj, he sacrificed the animals. And I think this month is a month of sacrifice when we read about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam. It's the people of sacrifice. Slaughtering the animal, It's also ibadah, and is a sunnah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In your walima, you slaughter aqiqah of the children, slaughter kafara, you know, eid, any sadaqah, we slaughter. We know that this is a symbol of Islam, logo of Islam, very very deep meaning behind that slaughtering or sacrifice. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about those who dignify the symbols of Islam, the secrecy of that ibadah, that sign of taqwa al-qulub. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ, that indeed it is from taqwa al-qulub. It's a command of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. These two words, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So pray to your Lord, was slaughter also for your Lord. So we're not allowed to pray to anyone besides Allah. and we're not allowed to take any name on the qurbani on the slaughtering besides Allah. Look at this ayah. Fasalli li rabbika. You make salah only for your Allah. One har and slaughter also by the name of Allah. So those who slaughter for the other name, this meat is not halal and this shirk. So al-dhabhu li ghayrillah, to slaughter for someone else besides Allah. So just listen to this one here. Inna atainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika. So when you read salah, you must mean only Allah. One har and slaughter also for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we slaughter lillah, the rabbika, is not killing and is not perishing that animal. It is by the permission of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ummatul Islam, we be very careful when you slaughter, not for the sake of Allah. Brother and sister in Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us a beautiful deen, even when we slaughter for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Number one, we have to slaughter li rabbika, lillah. Number two, when we select the animal, we must know the rules and the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How old is the sheep or goat? How old is the cow and the camel? What animal? And you must ask for the age of the animal. The sheep and goat is, must be 1 year. And then the cow must be 2 years, and then the camel 5 years. And who must slaughter? Muslim. And he must follow the sunnah and mustahab, that he must not cut his hair or his nails. Or he must be the owner. We prefer that the owner must slaughter his animal and must have wudu. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he slaughter, he done like that, and he slaughtered kabshain amlahain. He slaughtered two ram, amlahain. What is amlahain? Very white and little bit of hair, or that wool, would you call it? Akranain has horn, if it's possible. Fat, saminain. And he taught us when we slaughter, so he said, we must slaughter in a beautiful way. إِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ وَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ. When you slaughter, you must slaughter in a beautiful way. What you do, you sharpen the knife. Don't let the animal feel the pain. And وَلْيُرِحْ ذَبِيحَتَ. So that also you must let the animal lie on a comfortable place, level ground. And then preferable to face the Qibla. And then doesn't matter men or women. And then don't show the knife to the animal. Don't slaughter the animal in front of the other animal. Don't tie the animal. Let the animal kick with the leg. Try to give water before slaughtering. You must slaughter it one time. Don't put water on the neck of the animal while the animal is still alive. Don't skin the animal while the animal is alive. Let the children watch you when you slaughter. Do many children say, no, I'm scared? No. Tell him that is min Allah, lillah, fasalli li rabbika wanhar. It's not from ourselves. And then, after Salatul Eid, as the ulama will explain us, money must be pure for that qurbani. You eat from it. And now we're getting a big problem when the people phone and ask, what should we do with the meat? You know that third for you, third sadaqah and third hadiyah. You give it raw meat, not cooked, and then you have to have niyat for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Number one, it is wajib, is an act of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a symbol of Islam. It shows the taqwa of Allah. And you will have a reward for each and every hair of the animal. And then, bahayakum matayakum ala sirat. It will be your means to cross the sirat. Joyness and happiness for the poor people. And then, also we must remember that sacrifice of Nabi Ibrahim a.s. And we must make shukr that he did not slaughter his son by the permission of Allah. Otherwise, it would be very hard for us to slaughter our children. Sunnah of Ibrahim, Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it shows the time of Qurbani and remind the Ummah about that Qurbani. Now before we go to the main thing, the main meaning of Qurbani, that we have to understand that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, that when we revive that sunnah on each and every year, we must understand that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Allah described his character or his manner, he described him as a ummah. Inna Ibrahima kana ummah. Indeed, Ibrahim was a nation. Himself is ummah. Now when we say one man is the ummah, yes, is one man in the ummah, because he carry all the qualities of the ummah. The main ibadah of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, just to spread peace and love and forgiveness. قَدَّمَ جَسَدَهُ لِلنِّيرَانِ. He gave his body to the fire for the sake of Allah. Look at the sacrifice. وَطَعَامَهُ لِلْجَوْعَانِ. And he used to give food to the hungry people. وَوَلَدَهُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ. And he gave his son as a sacrifice for the sake of Allah. And if you read about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, you will find this Nabi in each and every holy book, and in each and every deen, every religion came to this dunya. The main ibadah of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he want to show the ummah that method and the way of reconciliation. Reconciliation, and I think I cannot imagine a Muslim will celebrate Eid and make Qurbani without making one Qurbani for giving maaf and reconciliation. Very complicated topic. When we give bayan about this one, people like it, but when we go to practice, we find it very difficult. Because وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَةِ. Just to hold and tolerate, just to give people excuse and try to be that person of rahmah and mercy, it's not easy. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Apology. To have that gut and that ability to tell the person sorry, or to overlook that faulty of the opposite person, we need to learn how to do it. Brother and sister in Islam, we're crying to Allah every day, Ya Allah, forgive us. And we know that forgiveness, it is in Allah's hand. But when we have that one in our hand, we refuse to give, but we're still asking Allah to forgive us. Meaning of Islam, we call it al-Din al-Hanif al-Samah. The straightforward religion and the religion of tolerance and forgiveness. We should not have that boredom of the people, or that narrow mind, or that type of feeling of revenge or hardship. You need it in each and every moment from Allah. And Allah wants you to give it to one another also each and every second. Ummatul Islam, we did talk before about something like that. Our deen shows us that the fitrah, the nature of insan, we born, we never hate anyone. We born with an innocent heart. But for so many reasons, we gain that type of jealous and malice and hatred, and sometimes want to torture the other or to punish the other. Ummatul Islam, we know that religion of Islam, it's called Islam, peace. Peace with yourself. You will never have peace with yourself until you gain peace with the society. How are you going to live like this? And then you will never have peace with the society till you get peace from Allah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, رحم الله عبدا سمحا إذا باع سمحا إذا اشترى وسمحا إذا اقتضى. I'd like to teach the whole ummah this simple hadith, May Allah show mercy to a servant. He's very flexible when he sell, and also very easy when he buys, and also very flexible and easy when he reconciled. Try to accept the apology of the others, because if you claim that you are a follower of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was his attitude, that was his manner. He said to the people of Mecca, "La tathriba alaykum al-yawm." It is the answer of many prophets and messenger when his nation come under him. Yusuf alayhi salam done it, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam done it, and you have to do it. Take a chance to reconcile, Bismillah. And in the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say to the malaika, "Ismahu li abdi ka ismahihi." Forgive my servant as he used to forgive. As-samahu rabah. Forgiveness is success. When man came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "O Messenger of Allah, ayul imanu afdal." What is the best part of iman? Qala as-sabr wa as-samaha. Patience, tolerance, and forgiveness. Brother and sister in Islam, we got a problem. It's absent now, that word is called apology. Who tried to create excuse for that person to give him apology. Reason, problem. Insan, human being, and shaitan and nafs, it's a very complicated creation of Allah. We have a problem in our work, in our life, wife, husband, children, street, neighbors. I know that they did oppress us. I know. And don't forget that Allah knows also that you're being oppressed. And Allah doesn't like oppression at all. Allah doesn't like that injustice. But He likes forgiveness. I know so many people did oppress us. And because we don't revenge, they think that we are weak, or we are easy, or we don't know how to get our right. No. We know how to, very easy to be zalim, oppressor. Very easy to do evil. But we target something else. We are more wise than them when we say, "Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil." You just leave it for Allah, because you need that on the day of Qiyamah. Yes, we got so many people oppress us. They jealous of us, envy us, they backbite us. But we know that Allah is watching. And we got yaqeen on Allah, that Allah will never leave that matter like this. We will invest on that problem and that that type of gaining on that thing. Brother and sister in Islam, Imam al-Qurtubi said, "Al-qardu fil mal wa fil ird." To give loan, and you will take it on a day of Qiyamah, as you give loan on your wealth, you will give it also on your honor, on your reputation. We're getting a problem in our life that people don't want to apologize, and also when we apologize, people don't want to accept that apology. But we know that hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man u'tizira ilayhi wa lam yaqbal," whosoever received the apology and reject that apology, "falyatabawwa maq'adahu min an-nar." So he deserves his seats on the fire of Jahannam. "Man istarda falam yarda fahuwa jabbar." Whosoever been asked to forgive and he refused to be pleased and forgive, he is a tyrant. Ummatul Islam, why do we reject that apology? Why? Number one, we have nafsul ammara. We have a bad nafs. You must agree now with me that our nafs is not good. Number two, you got a sickness of the ruh, as Imam al-Ghazali said, that people who don't want to apologize and accept the apology, they are full of jealousy and malice in the heart. You got sickness, it's called su'uzan. You don't have innocent heart, you're waiting, you're suspecting people, you're waiting for the mistake of the others. If you don't want to accept the apology, Do not claim that you are the man of sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. We have made some of you, to some of you, as a trial and temptation. Will you be patient? Will you tolerate? If you don't tolerate, you can't say, I have sabr. Refusing the apology, it means you have rust on your heart. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِ. You did not have qalbun salim, a pure heart. If you refuse the apology, it you fall on the fitna of dunya. Dunya has changed your fitra. You born clean. What happened to your heart? You were not like that before. Refusing the apology, you are very selfish. You expect people to treat you well, but you don't want to treat the others exactly like that. Or you just accept yourself and them that they are children of Adam, a wrongdoer. We insan, we are weak, we make mistake. Or you are God, or you are sinless. Refusing the apology, if it become mass disease, become common in society or in the family, this family are the family of Su'. Because they taught each other, refuse the apology, become a dictator, do not have mercy on the other, and that's called Qawm Su'. Ummatul Islam, how you know that you are the person of reconciliation, person of peace, when you try to give excuse to the other or to create excuse for the others? Hiding the faulty of the Muslim is the greatest ibadah. If you tolerate for the sake of Allah, you taking one qualities of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you listening to the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you practice it. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ta'khallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Pick up some manner of the manners of Allah and you practice it. And the name of Allah is Sabur. Allah is the one who practice patience more than anyone else, and Allah tolerate. How many haram you made in your life? And Allah. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man asbaru ala adham min Allah. Who can make sabr of some hurt more than Allah? Allah is the creator and the people worship someone else. While he's providing them and giving them food and everything, but people thank someone else. But Allah still continue favoring these people and waiting for them to just apologize and accept. When we say creating the excuse, we must remember the ant, that insects of Nabi Sulaiman. When she said, oh, the ants and naml, go home, la yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junud. So quickly go home inside, because Sulaiman and his soldiers will kill you. Wa hum la yash'urun, while they don't realize. What a wise ant this one. That insect is better than many human beings. Because you people are too small, and that horses and camel and soldiers are coming, who's going to check the insect there on the floor? So it's not their faulty, it's your people's faulty. So, like when we see the road signs, and they say, don't park in the middle of the road, don't cross here because the driver at night, he won't see you clear. So don't blame the driver, you must blame yourself while you cross from there. Ummatul Islam, the aunt of Nabi Sulaiman was wise more than me and you. Seek protection, Allah, from nazgh shaitan. What is nazgh? When shaitan nudging the people to wage war between us and our Muslim brothers or our neighbors. And shaitan uses someone else to cause a friction amongst the ummah. الإفساد بين الناس والله لا يحب الفساد. Allah doesn't like that فساد. فساد, it means you corrupt the relationship between two people. Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, be careful of الحالقة, the shaver. What is shaver? That in a day of Qiyamah, Allah will finish your reward because of that فساد, or causing a fraction amongst the people, or corrupting the relationship, especially if these people are friends, neighbors, mother, son. We got so many people in our life. They made waswasa and corruption more than shaitan himself. Ummatul Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that shaitan indeed lost hope to someone worship him in the Jaziratul Arab. But he never lose hope to cause a fraction amongst the Muslimin. Just listen to the news and see what is happening in the Muslim countries and the world. Not only in the countries. Come and see in your community. It's very painful to say that how many mothers and sons, they don't talk for years. But they know, they believe that hadith said we're not allowed to break up more than 3 nights. We got some people working in the same place, but they don't talk to each other, and they hate each other. And everyone claimed that he's right, and everyone was waiting for Jannah. How you wait for Jannah, and waiting for the mercy of Allah, but you don't want to give what you have to your Muslim brother? Brother and sister in Islam, tahrish, causing a fraction, causing disunity, it's very, very great sin. And we did see how many brothers, because of that girl, one girl just marry on a family, and then this daughter-in-law or sister-in-law comes and cause a musiba on that beautiful united family for years. Ask me, I know. So many friends, they complain that he said, me and my old brothers, we were running the business well since my younger brother married this girl, shaitan, waswas, khannas, this rajim. They start to fight and no barakat come. And the mother watching the children fighting. And the mother said, no, these children are not mine. I never brought them like this because of that girl. Just come from a different background and environment, come causing and poison the brain and mind on family. And the family, unfortunately, disunited and break up and they lost. And the baraka goes away from the business or from the life. That's why ulama said, anyone causing a fraction among the ummah, we call him shaitanul ins, we have to stand to stop him. Even if he's using deen to cause the fraction amongst the ummah. We know that before Salatul Eid, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala watch all of us and to look for the mushahin. What is mushahin? That those people who dispute and those who argue and those who don't talk to one another. And then that mushahin, his a'mal is not accepted, even if in Arafat or Laylatul Qadr or in the Qurbani or in the day of Eid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suspended the reward till these people reconcile. Now the question is very important now to ask, how am I going to bring my heart to that? Because it's very hard. The only way you can convince yourself to reconcile, that you must think about how much reward you get and think how much azab you will get and how much lose you get. This person, you hate him, he will become a means for you to enter Jahannam or to be punished. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day children will never help and wealth will never help till you meet Allah with qalbun salim, a clean and pure heart. And we did see in our life how many people fought and they're fighting and spend years to fight and end up on the qabr and they never achieve anything. Achieved only the bad punishment of Allah. Or they lose the blessing of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Now the question is, do you have that clean heart? If you die tomorrow, will you have any problem with Allah in the Sirat or in the Day of Qiyamah or Mizan? I know many people say yes, because these people make zulm and they oppress us. You see, watch out, because even the opposite person said you did oppress him. So we don't know who's a zalim, we don't know who's a mazlum, We don't know who's right or wrong. So why you want to play that risky game? Bismillah, forgive him and leave him and just say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allama Muhammad ibn Sirin, he said, if anyone come with apology to you, you have to accept and accept his apology. And if he refuse to come with apology, you say he got some apology and excuse, but he don't know how to express it. We believe that all of us, we have a full iman that when you forgive, you will gain the forgiveness of Allah. When you suppress that anger and you try to forgive, والقاضمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين, those who suppress the anger and forgive those people who did oppress us, and Allah loves those who do good for these people. Ummat al-Islam, if you teach your children, or you train yourself, I know it's very hard, you train yourself just to forgive and to forget that pain, it's ease in your life. You will never have any problem. We heard this week that young man, just newly married, he got heart attack. What's wrong? What is that? Because we brought up our children, they don't tolerate, they don't wait, they don't give chance. That is very bad. And I think parents are fully responsible for that. Brother and sister in Islam, let us believe that samah, forgiveness, is ibadah. You gain Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ummatul Islam, yes, don't listen to the people. Because when you listen to the people, you will never have that type of forgiveness or that type of heart. We ask Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala, oh Allah, it's very hard to apologize, but ya Allah, soften our heart and grant us the rahmat of Allah. Brother and sister in Islam, if you believe what I'm telling you now, you did know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You did love the way to Jannah. You did admire to receive the mercy of Allah, and Allah will give it to you. Rahmat of Allah is wasi'a. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala decided for me and you to enter Jannah, but when we believe that is a mercy of Allah. If you don't believe that there is mercy of Allah, that's why you don't give mercy to the others. Ummatul Islam, we know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is waiting for me and you just to apologize. He's calling me 5 times a day to forgive me. Did you call your enemy 5 times to forgive him? Ummatul Islam, Allah is calling us to forgive, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ask us to forgive. You just eat 3 times and say Alhamdulillah. You eat and you just say Alhamdulillah 3 times. You are forgiving. Look at this. Feeding your wife and putting the food in the mouth of your wife is the greatest sadaqah. I don't want to say about sadaqah outside. To plant a tree and one bird come eat from this tree, one animal sleep under this tree, the shade of the tree, you are forgiving. Looking at the face of your mother, you get the reward of Hajj. Read Suratul Ikhlas and you love Suratul Ikhlas, you will enter Jannah. I'm telling you, you will enter Jannah. To have mercy on your family, your relatives, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say to the malaika, أَخْرِجُوهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ يَرْحَمُ أَهْلَ. Take him out of the azab. He used to love and show mercy to his family. To say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah bihaqqiha, you guarantee Jannah. You are mazloom and you just say Hasbunallah wa ni'mal. Mazloom, it means oppressed. You just say Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. You become under the protection of Allah. Allah will be your wakil. Allah with you. Allah will wipe your head with His mercy. Ummatul Islam, to remove a branch of the tree from the road, from the street, you will enjoy Jannatul Firdaus. Yes. To read Surah Mulk, you will be safe from Adabul Qabr. So there is no problem on Adab. La khawfun alayhim, wa la hum yahzanun. Brothers and sisters in Islam, to read the Quran al-Kareem, you will get for each and every word a reward. to die with that sickness. Allah will be next to you. You have no sakarat of maut because Allah next to you. You just ease the life of the Muslim. You get ajr of i'tikaf 1 year. Ummatul Islam, to repeat after the muadhin. I just want to show you how many chances Allah gave me and you to reconcile with Him. To repeat after the muadhin. You are forgiven. You get the reward of shaheed. Yes. To think good about Allah, Allah will forgive you. Yes. Brother and sister in Islam, I'd like to remind myself and you that it's very easy to reconcile with Allah. But what's wrong? It's very difficult to reconcile with a weak creation of Allah. And I'd like to encourage the Ummah to show the easy way to reconcile for the sake of Allah. Stop cutting the relationship between the people of Allah, because you're cutting the relationship between you and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, there is punishment on the day of Qiyamah, but also there is rahmah and mercy on the day of Qiyamah. And we believe that that heart, or that clean heart, it's easy way to gain the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The only one who loves us is Allah. He did make a lot of sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us so many tolerance. Yes. Yes. You live 60, 70 years kufar. 1 hour before you die, say la ilaha illallah. You are in Jannah. Allah loves you. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, you have to understand that forgiveness is the road of Jannah. We know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put condition, man la yarham, la yurham. Anyone who does not show mercy will never receive mercy. Because you are very hard to give what you have. So how you claim and you ask for you don't have? Ummatul Islam, we believe that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a rahmatul lil alameen. Yes, rahmatul lil alameen is a mercy for the entire creation of Allah. Ummatul Islam, let us believe and teach our children that the only way to reach Allah through the heart of the people. We need the dua of these people. We need the means of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Show mercy to those who don't know the mercy. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, as-samahu rabah. As-samahu rabah, to forgive is success, is gaining. Man bata aminan fi sirbe, whosoever spent his night safe in his flocks, in his community. Sirb is a flock of birds. Jama'a, the community. You don't have any problem with your neighbors, with your family. Oh, what a lucky man this one. Save aminam fi sirbe. Save in his community, in his society. And we know that save, you will never get that safety until you have safety from Allah first. Mu'afam fi badani, also is very healthy in his body. Has no problem, sickness. Can eat whatever you want. And when we say sickness, we got spiritual sickness and physical sickness. Now you get qalbun salim, clean heart. Indahu qut yawmi, you got the meal of his day. You're not hungry. You're not hungry. Qut yawmi, you just survive. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَزَافِيرِهَا. Indeed, he looks like the one who gained the dunya and what it has. Ummat al-Islam, we believe that we can learn that one. We can force ourselves and we can invest also. We can understand that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us that capability to forgive. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, let us teach our children, that life is not a fight. It's not a war. Even between us and a non-Muslim. We got Sharia, very merciful Sharia. Deenul Islam is not a deen of fight and violence. I don't know who put in the mind of the people that Muslim, they love violence. Our Islam, peace.
Our deen start very peaceful and secretly. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for so many years read salah secretly because he don't want to start to fight. And we know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he moved from Mecca to Medina, he looked for peace treaty. And then he left Mecca for the kuffar. What you need more than that? So we have peace with Ahlul Kitab and we have peace with every group of people because our deen is peace. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promised that anyone who spread the peace and community, that indeed he beautified the dunya. He gave the jamal to this dunya, brother and sister in Islam. So, let us believe on the mercy of Allah. Let us believe that we are here as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alameen. And we also must be rahmah for the non-Muslim. Yes, I know you're going to tell me, they did this, they did that, but by the end of the day, we are the symbols of peace. Ummatul Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make taysir, yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to be merciful for even those who are enemies. If you look at the prisoners, 6,000 prisoners, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam just released them like that in Mecca. Never ever allow the people to torture or to punish the prisoners of war. And never ever encourage the ummah to fight at night, even if it's a legal fight. So we are rahmatul lil alameen. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us a peaceful Eid. Oh Allah, encourage us and place on our heart the reconciliation and maaf and rahmah and acceptance of apology. Oh Allah, we are weak. We got so many challenges in our life. We need the mercy of Allah. Oh Allah, as you are rahmatun lil all the creation of you, oh Allah, place the rahmah in our heart, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, till we see you inshallah next time. Jazakumullah khair al-jazah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.